You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Eleanor Gray's Psychic Destiny with Eleanor Gray.
Eleanor Gray.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Eleanor Gray's Psychic Destiny
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello there. Hi, everyone. Hi. How are you? How are you doing this week, today, and in your world? Well, I'm Eleanor Grace, and I'm here on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV, broadcasting from Washington, D.C., and also from London. I'm in London, and I'm here to provide some lovely readings using clairvoyance, mediumship, psychic cards as well. And, of course, it wouldn't be complete without my crystal ball. And today I have this crystal ball. Now you can see all the planets that I've got going around. That's because of our intentions that we need to set for this week. It's a big planetary shift, but nevertheless, we have our own crystal ball. And I use this to really make a great connection with you. Now, this crystal ball has citrine in it, which is for luck, for wealth, manifestations, for cosmic orders. So we're going to be able to really grab some attention with this particular crystal ball in manifesting some of your dreams. Bringing spirit close is always something that we like to do. Those loved ones that have passed over and that we still think about, we want to be able to communicate with in the very best way that we can. And sometimes this is the only way that we can, is by reaching out, perhaps in our dreams, looking for those spirit connections and see who is there for us, watching over us, and perhaps giving us a message or two. So we'll see what happens, but we have welcomed a spirit into the room here, and we have all the planets that are surrounding us in our universe and keeping us very, very much in focus for our own lives. So here I've also got some tarot cards. They will give us some time scales, perhaps, so we can look at when people are going to emerge in our lives or when things are going to happen, perhaps. And they will show us also the characters as well. Now we have Brittany here in Beltsville, Maryland, who is on the line. Hello there, Brittany. How are you?
Hi, Eleanor. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm really good, really good. It's
good.
Getting a bit brighter here in the UK. We always talk about the weather. We're well known for it because it rains so much. That's why. Nice sunny day today. So I'm feeling cheerful and happy. Now, I'm just connecting to you here, Brittany. I've been shuffling cards and I've got one that's sort of emerging right at the top of the deck here. Now, this is all about movement here in the Rider-Waite Tarot. It's all about you taking the initiative to make some moves that you've perhaps been planning for quite some time. And I think that this is about moving away as well from those close to you, perhaps family members or good friends. But I can see you physically making a move. It may have just happened, but we've got all of this new beginning around you, Brittany, and you wanting to be independent and sort of sort things out for yourself. So I'm getting a picture here of you having waited a long, long time to just be able to say, do you know what, I'm now going to undo everything that I've done before and start again. So there's lots of initiative that you've got, but there's also lots of motivation as well that tells me that you really want to get on. You want to do something with your life. You want to make something of yourself. And I think that it's a very important ambition that I am being shown here for you, and something that you are going to take really seriously as well. So career and opportunity are going to come in. Really quickly, let's have a look at the timescale. Connections here with your relationship, so marriage and partnerships being very important. So let me just sort of recap a little bit onto what I've just said here, Brittany, and I'm also going to ask the crystal ball as well for some images so that we can look very completely at this picture. So are you thinking of moving? Let's look at that one first of all, because I've got you going to a property, redoing it, sort of doing things up, luxury items that are around you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And when are you thinking of doing that? Is this something quite imminent? It should be, because it's the very first thing.
Yeah, probably. Yes, because I could be possibly losing my job. They're trying to get me to go in to work. I work from home 100% right now, but they're trying to get me to start coming in twice a week, and I'm unable to do that. So I'm probably either going to lose my job or have to quit, one of the two.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of those things that since the pandemic is happening a lot here in the UK, people are being pushed out again back to the office, and there's a section that wants it, a section that doesn't want it. So I think it's universal. So don't take this one personally. It's not about you or your quality of person or even the work that you do. But do stick to your plan of working from home because it suits you. And that, I feel, is where you have got the edge. You're very expert at your job. I can see the expertise all around. What is coming up for you, though, and this is really in the crystal as well, is negotiation. There's a lot of negotiation here for you, Brittany, and one that you will win. So I think that this is more protracted as an issue than you think or you perhaps believe at the moment. So I think you've got to get your business head on here and tackle this head on. Don't wait for the news to come to you. Just really try very hard to tackle this head on. So I think this would be more beneficial for you to go to the company and say, look, you know, I can't do this. I've got to be able to work from home. These are my conditions. So is there another role that you might be able to offer me? But, you know, that's a conversation that you can negotiate. And you've got the devil here that's coming in that is showing that negotiation. And I feel that you're going to maybe even use some underhand tactics or subversive moves. Hard to say that one, so I'll ignore that word and move on to another one, I think. So you're going to be very, very lucky anyway. Here is the Queen of Cups. So you're going to get your wish, and your wish is very much to be in control, independent. You're good at what you do, so you don't need to be put in a position where you're unhappy. What you need to do is be able to negotiate something new, and that's what I have, this move that is around you. And I do feel as well that there may be an indication that you might move to a different location. Now that might not necessarily be physical. It can be that the company is relocating to somewhere else, or that this is a new start for you working for a different organization. And there is money that is being offered to you as well. Does seem to be quite a paltry amount. So don't be taking any passengers here on this journey that you're making, Brittany, because you really don't need to. So what the guidance is here for you, what I can see in the crystal, is stand your ground. You're great at what you do. Look for alternative employment. Look for new opportunities because they're coming to you. And we will be asking in the crystal ball for that to happen. So we're just going to have a little shine on the crystal. Can you see all of the sunshine that's coming in now? And it's very important for you to be able to be at peace in your heart and think, there's another opening for me. So relationship here. I've got a strong relationship that is really growing and growing and growing in stature, in sense, and also in fulfillment, commitment for you. Between really April next month and October of this year. So I think that this next 6 month period that you're entering, this next phase, is going to be of key interest to you in terms of your relationship, in terms of partnership issues and family matters in particular, are really going to be strong for you. There's happy family pictures here, and I think that this is something that you will treasure. And there's a renegotiation again in your own personal life, and this is coming through this summer, really from the spring right through to October, where you've got to the end of that fall season, autumn as we see it here in the UK. So Halloween will be a turning point for you. You have to balance everything out, Brittany. There is a priority that you're looking at, so you have an order to your plans, which is a great thing to have. It means that you're structured, you're looking for inspiration and instances as well, where you can again be independent and be in control. So that balance and harmony, very important. So are you settled with your relationship here, Brittany?
I don't have a relationship. I'm single. No. I had dated a narcissist for about a year and a half, and that ended in August of last year. Yeah. It was very painful. He was a very, very terrible person. So I'm still working on healing and shadow working.
He really
broke my heart.
Well, you've got a new relationship here, and it's starting in April. That's only a few.
Oh, wow.
Well, this month, I mean, you've got, you know, literally a turn of events now. So this is a promise to you from your cards and your reading today that you will be entering into a loving partnership, that it will remove everything that is bad about what's happened. And at least you recognized it, you know, and I think you've got to be thankful for that. But I do, yeah. I do feel that spirit have been with you as well. I've got the initial of G around you. And I feel that that's somebody in your ancestry from spirit who's just sort of diving in. I think the G is for is like a guardian. I feel that there was a guardian watching over you. And so there's certainly angel spirit that's around you. And when you go to sleep, just think about your dreams and think about who it is that may be coming into your life and try and imagine that person. And ask that question as well just before you go to sleep, because this picture is one of renewal and the opportunity, the great opportunity for you to reassess your life and reprioritize. But love is coming in and you're not going to miss it. It's one of those destined opportunities for you, Brittany. Don't let go of that and don't give up either. So do you recognize G at all in spirit? I need to ask you that question.
I don't think so, but I'm always I'm always asking my ancestors everyone to just lead me and guide me. So I know that there is someone. I can feel, just walking around in my home, I can feel that there's a spirit that's beautiful.
There's a very, very powerful spirit. But this is what I'm getting, what I'm saying to you is that it's guardian energy. So, you know, you will be protecting yourself. So do dismantle that. Do allow yourself to feel vulnerable again, you know, able to love again and not so enclosed that you're keeping all of those emotions to yourself. Because you're lovely, you're beautiful, you've got a lovely soul. And often those that hurt us, you know, do so because we let them. And you won't do that again. You'll never do that again. So listen to your dreams. And it's been wonderful speaking to you today. And
Eleanor, you have been beautiful, just a heartfelt. Thank you so much. I appreciate you very, very much.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's lovely to speak. So take care and do negotiate your position for that job, because it's yours.
I will.
It's going to be yours. All right, then. Best of luck now. Okay. Thanks. I think we've got Deja on the line. Hello there. Yes, ma'am. Eleanor. Hello. Hi. Thank you for waiting. I was just finishing with my last lady, the last caller, and I wanted to just say a few extra things to her. So let's have a look at you now, Deja. And I'm just shuffling my cards again. These are the tarot that I'm using. I like to just get a connection with one card. I'm going to do that just right from seeing what's at the top here. And you've got here an apology. Oh, somebody is coming through. This is a partner, a man in your life, somebody who owes you an apology. This is holding out a little bit of an olive branch to you. So perhaps you've been the sort of subject of some ruffled feathers recently, some, you know, negative energy that's been projected towards you. And that's from people, your partner here or somebody close, who I feel is, you know, very unexpected. You shouldn't have had that. That shouldn't have been there at all. Now, is there a Sam or Samantha around you or in spirit? I need to ask you that, because I've got this lady here that I can see, and she's really quite beautiful, and she's belonging to somebody here tonight. So is that you?
Not me. I don't know a Sam or Samantha in spirit around me, no.
Well, we'll ask her to move on then, because she's come in, she's diving in. And it's one of those strange things, because when that happens, you might actually be meeting somebody with that name. And you'll be thinking, oh, do you know what? I should have said to Eleanor, yes, that was made sense. And I actually had that a few weeks back on this show, where I was giving out some names and, you know, they didn't understand that at the time. But have contacted me later on and said, I know who it is now. I've just found out it was my partner's mother, and this is what happened, and that's what happened. So when we connect to spirit, it's a soul group that comes through, not just necessarily your ancestors or your particular family group. So it's a lovely feeling around you here, Deja, and I really want to congratulate you on being able to satisfy some of your ambitions. And you've reached that goalpost, and you've done that by January this year. I think at the end of last year, there was a major turning point for you. I've got disruption, difficulty, negativity. Is that right? Is that what happened? You had to really battle your way through, didn't you? That was hard.
I think that was goodness, it was a lot. I went through a whole lot last year.
Yeah, I know. I can see it. And rainbows were your promise. So if you turn back to the beginning of January 2023, before you entered this tumultuous year, then you would have had lots and lots of opportunities that were all there, and it just fell apart. So it wasn't your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. It was just one of those years, troubled year for an awful lot of people. But we're right back at the start of that again now. And what I'm being shown is garlands of flowers and rainbows and lots of bright esoteric colours. And this is all in spirit, a bit like the planets behind me. And I've shown those colours here tonight because, it's tonight here in the UK. Sorry, it's today over there. I do get mixed up. Now, you have experienced, I think, a very traumatic period where you've had your hands tied behind you. Nothing has been able to be controlled by you. You've been restricted and held back, greatly held back. And Deja, I want to say to you that that's over. That's really all over now. And you're celebrating. There's a celebration here and a partnership as well. This is commitment, a very strong commitment that is being made to you. It's true love as well, because this is a partner with a true heart, somebody who isn't going to let you down. You will be able to rely on, and you will be able to lean on. And it's a strong character that I am seeing. Are you in that relationship right now? Because if you're not, it's about to really blossom. That's the best word I can use to describe it. It's so fulfilling for you. So is that the person that's there now?
I have a friend, but I'm not in a relationship.
Well, you will be. That's the second one tonight. Single girls, it's single night tonight. That's what we've got. But you know what? The promise of the abundance that is here in the immediate future for you is amazing, because what you can see is just generally this major uplift. Let's have a look into the crystal again. We've got the citrine that is shining here, and I can see it most particularly. Now, when we have that citrine, the sunshine coming through, it's a recognition of daylight, the light hours. There's no reminiscing on past failures, past loves that may have failed. There's no consideration for things that may have gone wrong in the past. That's all been a learning process. Put it down to experience, that famous saying, isn't it, that you've got to let it go and let it be behind you. There's a loss as well that I can see here. You have lost a person too, haven't you? Was that also last year? Okay. And that's made it doubly hard for you to be able to, I think, just find yourself again, find the right path that you can tread onto again, and have spirit bring somebody to you, because your energy, your space has been completely blocked here, blocked with grief and sadness, but also with the overwhelming consumption of your reality, your recognition that this is your life and you need to do something with it. And that's what I have. It's like, you know, you've got an apology coming here from the past, and that gives you a freedom. It sends something to you, a signal to you that actually says, well, it wasn't my fault after all. You know, I didn't actually do anything wrong. That is something that I can see here in the crystal. There's a plateau as well, right into the center of the crystal, which I'm just showing straight away into the camera here. So you can perhaps pick this up on the video when you look at it again, or watch it through and through. So I feel that, Deja, this is so important that you recognize the breakthrough that you have. Spirit are overwhelming you. If you were sitting on your bed or on a chair, I've got this lady who just comes up and throws her arms around your shoulders, hugs you and kisses you as well on your cheek. Now, is this a mother, grandmother that has passed over? Because I do feel strong maternal influence, and also you okay?
I believe it could either be my mother or my granny.
Well, both, I think, are there, because you're being hugged. The spirit are giving you a massive hug. So you might be feeling a bit cold, a bit chilly at some time today, that, you know, you need to just be aware that we've brought spirit very close to you. And that is a very special experience. And I know that you're naturally intuitive. You've got those psychic skills yourself, where you will pick up on it. So watch for your dreams tonight. Ask her some questions. Speak to your mum. Do allow her to come through to you, because you can. And that's going to be in your dreams as well. She's telling you, though, that you need to be a bit careful. Just don't overdo it. Are you doing that? Are you just working yourself into the ground, or cleaning? Is that something that you do? Do you clean a lot?
I do a lot of clean. I do clean a lot.
Well, she can see.
And I have two kids, so I can't do it. I feel like I have to always keep everything clean.
Okay, well, maybe she was the same, but she's recognized. I mean, she's going to help you. She's going to come in and clean some pots and pans for you as well. I think that's what she's going to do. Let's get the crystal ball back here, because I think we need to see that. We need to see that we have got this this wonderful spirit who's going to come in and do our cleaning. Now, wouldn't that be a nice cosmic order that we could get for everybody?
It would be great.
Well, that would be great. That would be fabulous. But you need to take that energy and be grateful for it, be thankful for it, and use it. You know, spirit are coming through to help you. Your mum is here to help you, to guide you. She's bringing this love of your life to you. Do you have a boy? Is there a boy in your, a child, a boy?
Yes, I have a son.
Yeah. Your grandmother's often around him. This is your grandmother. So was she still alive with him when he was born? Is this something that was very special? Okay. Well,
She never, my granny never met him. I have two families because I have a biological mother and that's one that's passed away.
Yeah,
but I also have a mom that raised me.
Yes, okay. So it's the mom that's raised you that is so very special. But I think you've got spirit as well, who are very special. So one of the messages that I can see is about your son, you taking great care of him. I think he's very bright. Does he show a lot of potential for you? Do you get that from reports from, you know, others that, you know, he really has got a lot to offer in his future? I can see it here, a bright boy, lots of potential.
Yes, he's very smart. He's only one, and he's so smart. So smart, and he's only 1 year old. He does a lot.
Yeah, but it's there. I can see it straight away. So as he grows, you're going to see it. And you know, it will be remarked upon that, oh, we need to place him perhaps with other babies, other children, you know, youngsters, toddlers with brighter energy, brighter people. And watch that he doesn't get disruptive as well, behavior, you know, when he gets a bit older. Mm-hmm. Because I think he gets bored, he knows things before everybody else. So you haven't got a handful though. He's a lovely child, he's not gonna be a handful. I think you're doing a great job with him now. So do you recognize the apology that's coming back to you here from your ex?
From an ex? No, I don't recognize an apology. I don't know. I can't pinpoint who, but.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there seems to be an olive branch. You know, I want to give it to you. And it is from the past. So it's not something that you're going to have to contemplate in the future. It's definitely a past reflection. And it opens up some new doors for you. Perhaps it's a friend that you haven't seen for a while. So, you know, just look out for that because it is a signal. And your spirit connection being hugs and kisses and this ability of yours to be able to connect yourself. I think that's very, very important. And look out for true love this year. And that is very special. Mm-hmm. It's not something that everybody gets, but there seems to be, it's your turn. It's that message that I'm being told to give to you. It's your turn now. You're reaping the benefits, the rewards from all the sacrifices that you've made. You've been good to people. And it's your turn to have something come back to you. And you know that, don't you? You know that yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard, isn't it, to reflect back and
it's a lot of sacrifice.
Understand.
Yeah.
I know. But you've done well and you've done it with a great heart. So give yourself a round of applause and just say, yes, I'm going to make more of my life. Well, it's been wonderful speaking to you and thank you for coming in to the show here today. And I've been Eleanor Grace, so I'm going to say bye-bye to my callers and thank you for them. And thank you to everybody for watching today on Moonstruck TV. So I will welcome you back at the same time next week and we'll start the show off with some more cosmic orders and crystal ball viewing. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can do so on my website, which you can see here, gracedestiny.com. So I look forward to seeing you next week and bye for now. Bye-bye.